Some people look with disdain at smoking, drinking, and eating too much. Why would you do things like that, they ask. My problem is that I ask, why wouldn't you do those things? Those things are, respectively and in combination, awesome. I have to go back to early childhood to find a time when I wasn't doing one of those things. It's only recently I've attempted to go without any of them. My primal vice is eating. I was what the catalogs called a husky boy in my early years, and there's really no erasing that history. If you've ever tried to put on a shirt that's too small, peeled it off, and left it for your future self after a round of dieting, you know that the Heisenberg uncertainty principle applies to shirts. Trying on a shirt alters it for future observation. The collar will always droop like a cotton palsy, odd wrinkles folding over in prominent places. Anyway, I'm talking about a shirt, but I'm really talking about my upper body without a shirt. I've gained and lost a lot of weight in my life, but the upper body toning has remained roughly the same. My only options now are surgical or a dedication to weight training, unlikely to arise in someone as averse to tank tops as myself. As I got older, I learned to properly regulate my eating through smoking and drinking. I started smoking when I worked as an overnight disc jockey in high school and through my first year in college. I lost 40 pounds. A lot of people start smoking because they are told that it is cool. The reason they are told this is because smoking is the coolest thing in the known world. Oh, smoking will kill you. It smells awful and it's terribly expensive. If you've never smoked, you probably shouldn't. If you're smoking, you should probably quit. But my dad could smoke like a steam engine, cigarette out the corner of his mouth while he juggled pistons and hitches in the garage. Lilacs mixed with truck exhaust and nicotine out the back door of the radio station, birds chirping, morning sun warming away the mist, the world running just as it should, fire breathed by the immortal dragon. I quit because smoking smells awful and will kill you. These are hard sells, but it remains a hard want. Then there was drinking, a fond habit of mine that had to end when I realized what it was doing to me. Memories of several generations of alcoholic family members helped move this along. Probably enough said there. Since then, I've staggered back through time to a brief smoking relapse and an eating binge that ended, well, several minutes ago. I swear, I'm good now. Why wouldn't I be? Kicking a habit is the easiest thing in the world. Have I mentioned that my new vice is lying?